Hello?
Hello, my name is Eliseo Hernandez from Metro Research. We are conducting a poll of people's opinions through public affairs and current events. And this number was selected at random. Are you currently registered to vote at this address?
What address?
Your address?
Yeah.
Are you registered to vote as a Democrat, a Republican, or something else?
I'm registered to vote as an independent.
What are the chances you will vote in a November general election for President, Senate, Congress, and other offices? Are you certain to vote?
I'll be voting Republican.
Okay, I'm sorry. So you're registered to vote for Republican, or...
I'm registered to vote for independent, which means I can go any way I want. So I'm gonna vote Republican because they have the best to offer this time around.
Okay. Would you please tell me your age?
I'm 63. Going on 29.
In Florida, the media describes people as either black or African American, Anglo or white, or Hispanic. How would you describe yourself?
White.
Generally speaking, do you feel that things here in Florida are headed in the right direction or wrong direction?
In Florida? In the right direction.
Thinking about elections for Congress, would you vote for the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
I'm going to vote Republican candidate.
Now, I would like to ask you for your impressions of some people and organizations you may have heard of. As I read each one, please tell me whether you have a very favorable opinion of them, a somewhat favorable opinion, a somewhat unfavorable opinion, or a very unfavorable opinion. If you don't recognize one of them, that's okay, just let me know. Here's the first one. Democrats in Congress.
Unfavorable.
Would you say somewhat or very?
Very.
Donald Trump.
Favorable.
Would you say somewhat or very?
Somewhat.
Ron DeSantis.
Very favorable.
Project 2025.
I'm not sure that's a thing. I've heard about it. I'm not sure it's a real thing.
Okay. Kamala Harris.
Unfavorable.
Would you say somewhat or very unfavorable?
Very.
Darren Soto.
You know, I'm going to go favorable on him.
Would you say somewhat or very?
Somewhat.
Mega Republicans.
Mega Republicans? Is that what you said?
Mega Republicans, yes.
Yeah, I'm going to say favorable. Make America great again. Let's do that.
Would you say somewhat or very?
Very.
Thomas Califux.
Who?
Thomas Califux.
I don't know who it is.
Joe Biden.
Unfavorable.
Would you say very or somewhat?
Very.
All right. Thinking about the job Joe Biden is doing as president, do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Oh, strongly disapprove.
Darren Soto is doing as congressman. Do you strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
I'd somewhat approve.
And if the election for president were today and the candidates were Donald Trump, the Republican, and Kamala Harris, the Democrat, which one do you think you would vote for?
I would vote for Donald Trump.
If
Kamala
the election
just doesn't have the experience.
Thank you. If the election for the United States Senate were today and the candidates were Rick Scott, the Republican, and Devin Marcus, Powell, the Democrat, which one do you think you would vote for?
You know, that one, I'm not a real fan of Rick Scott either, so I'm not sure on that one.
The election for United States Congress were today and the candidate Thomas Calafoot, the Republican candidate, and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, who do you think you would vote for?
Darren Soto.
As you may know, there will also be amendments to the Florida Constitution on the ballot. One constitutional amendment is titled Amendment to Limit Government Interference with Abortion. This is how it reads. No law shall prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion before viability or when necessary to protect the patient's health, as determined by the patient's health care provider. This amendment does not change the legislature's constitutional authority to require notification to a parent or guardian before a minor has an abortion. Would you vote yes to support the amendment or no to oppose it?
I would vote yes.
Now, I would like to read you two brief statements about two of the candidates for Congress. Colonel Thomas Calafoot is an experienced business owner and decorated military veteran who served for over 30 years. Colonel Calafoot will put America first by enforcing the laws necessary for securing the border against the out-of-control flow of illegal immigrants, fight for fiscal responsibility by cutting wasteful government spending, and make us independent from foreign energy sources. Colonel Calafoot will take these experiences as a small business and multi-million dollar enterprise leader to continue to grow opportunities in our community. Now, Darren Soto is the current congressman for Central Florida. Soto is an experienced legislator who works tirelessly to deliver for Central Florida. He worked to pass bipartisan legislation that expands health care to veterans exposed to burn pits and toxic substances. Soto also helped pass a law that capped the price of insulin to $35 for those on Medicare, so families don't have to choose between life-saving medication and paying the bills. Soto will always fight against efforts to cut Social Security or make health care more expensive for Central Florida families. Now, if the election for United States Congress were today and the candidates were Thomas Calafoot, the Republican candidate, and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think you would vote for?
I gotta stick with the Republicans, I guess. I mean, I just feel like they get a better pass going right now.
Good, thank you.
Alright.
Which of the following issues do you think is the most important for Congress to focus their attention on right now? Improving I-4 and traffic congestion in Central Florida. Ending the gun violence epidemic, making healthcare affordable for working families, promoting traditional values in school, securing our border, making owning a home more affordable, protecting Social Security and Medicare, creating jobs and increasing wages in Central Florida.
I don't think it's the government's job to create jobs, but... securing the border.
And which is the next most important issue?
250,000 deaths of fentanyl over the border. I don't know if that was on the list, but that's...
No, it was not.
No.
Improving I-4 and traffic congestion in Central Florida.
Yeah, I-4 would be good. I-4 would be good. I haven't been on there too many times where I haven't waited an hour to get past Disney.
Okay, thank you. Now, let me read some reasons people give for voting for a candidate for the U.S. Congress. Assuming that each of these is accurate, please tell me how convincing a reason you think it would be.
How much longer is this? Because I'm out with a friend right now.
It'll only take about 30 seconds more.
Okay, all right.
Now, Darren Soto helped bring down prices for prescription drugs and cap out-of-pocket costs for seniors and is working to lower health care costs for everyone. But did it be very convincing? Somewhat convincing or no effect?
I mean, he's been convincing.
Okay. Darren Soto opposes any policy that will allow the government to monitor a woman's pregnancy and make medical decisions for her.
Yeah, I don't like too much government intrusion. We could make that right across the whole board, though. You know, not just women's health, we call it. Women's health getting an abortion. I'm not sure that's in women's health. But
so would you say
whatever.
Very convincing, somewhat convincing, or no effect?
Not convincing at all.
Okay. Soto has worked to keep our community safe from dangerous criminals. Soto supports common sense gun laws backed by sheriffs and has brought home tens of millions of dollars for our local law enforcement and provided funding for the largest increase of agents in Border Patrol history, hiring 22,000 new Border Patrol agents to crack down on fentanyl and illegal entry.
Yeah, but well, they left the border wide open. If you hire 10,000 more people and tell them not to do the job, are they really doing anything? You know what I mean? Because everybody's had to turn their head while these people come over the border. You know, what, 10 million, 20 million now people that are coming to the country? Hiring a million more people. The funny thing is they were doing a great job just 3 years ago. But since Biden got in office, all of a sudden 20 million people come over the border. Americans are held to holding the cost. I don't know. I'm not sure if adding more people is the solution. You know, it seems like Trump did it with a swipe of a pen and had it all done. Talked to him, said, hey, you guys got your own security. You take care of them, keep in Mexico. And it seemed to work pretty good. But yeah. I'm not sure that that's...
Could this be very convincing, somewhat convincing, or no effect?
No effect.
Okay. Thomas Galifux will support the Trump-backed America First policies that prioritize American citizens. As a veteran, served for over 30 years, Galifux will make sure we take much better care of those who have served and worked to solve veteran homelessness.
Yeah. Yeah. That'd be good.
Would you say very convincing or somewhat convincing?
Very convincing, yeah.
Thank you. Thomas Galifux will put an end to the border crisis that's filling our community with dangerous criminals who take advantage of Joe Biden's and Kamala Harris's open border policies.
Right. Yeah, good. I'm going to, yeah, check it out.
Very convincing,
yeah.
Somewhat convincing or no effect?
Convincing, very convincing, I guess.
Thomas Galifux is a fiscal conservative who will rein in out-of-control federal spending, excessive stimulus packages, and supply chain disruptions that are fueling inflation and hurting working families. Would this be very convincing, somewhat convincing, or no effect?
Very convincing. I'm
now
about done here, though. What's that?
No, sir. No, we are at 58% of completion. If
you
would like
no.
to call you at a better time, maybe...
Yeah, it would be a better time. If you can call me in a couple of hours, that'd be good.
Yeah. Thank you very much. We'll
All right. Thank you. Bye.